This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Summer of Loud Tour is coming to Jiffy Lube Live. We've got tickets for you in 1 hour right here on Grant and Danny. Make sure you're listening. At 4 o'clock on The Fan.
Listen to Grant and Danny. This radio program, which is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morab, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Those guys are huge Commanders
fans. The best.
I'll bet the Allen release is stinging them a little bit. Because, like most fans, I mean, they love that guy.
Yeah, stings me.
Stonebridge High School, local dude, born and raised here, played here, fan favorite. But today, to me, after 8 years and his performance early in the season before his injury, I thought he finished really well. But I thought he'd become expendable at the number that they're going to clear up by moving on from him. You hate to say it, but it's business. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We find our guy Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end and former Redskin. Logan, why don't we start with Bobby Wagner coming back? Your thoughts on his importance to the locker room and to the defense last year, the type of player you think he can be at 35 years old, and re-signing him to the one-year deal that they did?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I think it's great that Bobby's back. You know, I think the leadership and all the stuff that he brought from that standpoint has been well documented. And I think that's something that's incredibly critical. And I know, like, at, you know, 35 years old, he's not the player he was, you know, at 25 or 26. But I do think that he is still serviceable. And I think the one thing that I appreciate about Dan and the staff in general is they really understand what he does well. And, you know, he's the captain of the defense. He commands the defense. He can communicate the defensive call to the defensive line, the secondary, the rest of the linebackers. He can play that chess game at the line of scrimmage with the quarterback, which is extremely important. So all those things I think are extremely critical. And I think they're not going to ask him to do things that he's not good at or not comfortable with. And I think that's the sign of really good coaching. So I think that signing, his return is extremely important and very critical. And so really excited that he's back and in the Commander's uniform again.
Is the mailman close by, or is there like somebody prowling around outside looking what's going on with the dog?
Yeah, we're watching a dog, you know, watching a new puppy, and the new puppy likes to bark at quite literally everything. So he's letting you know that he's
what kind of
someone
puppy?
Around out front.
He loves veteran linebacker breakdowns.
What kind of puppy?
Yes, he does like that. It's a German Spitz, actually. He's 8 months old, and so yeah, he's been quite the handful, actually.
Well, I get steamed up for a puppy. Does he have puppy breath? I'll come over and let him lick my nose.
He's about 8 months, so, you know, like, not quite like puppy, but, you know, still
puppy adjacent.
Yeah.
Danny's a big puppy guy. Sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes he'll even acknowledge a puppy if it's there. He might even bend down and pet it real quick before moving on and scoffing at it.
Yeah, just, you know, normal human behavior. Here's my question for you. This run defense struggled at times last year. How does Bobby Wagner fit into that? I don't want to say like it was his fault. I don't think that's fair. It's such a team game, and run defense to me is about, you know, sort of team and commitment and everybody's doing something right. But where does he fit in to a group that probably needs to improve there?
Yeah, so I think that's a longer conversation and one that we could probably spend a couple hours talking about, quite frankly, is I do think that, obviously the run defense wasn't up to snuff last year in a lot of categories, but I don't think that's entirely on Bobby. I don't think that's, obviously he plays his role in it, but I do think when you look back and watch kind of the areas and times that they struggled at with that over the course of the season, it's just guys really not doing what they should be doing all the time, and I think as you get more pieces back like Bobby, more guys that are more familiar, more guys that understand the defensive vision, and more guys that play within the defensive scheme, I think you'll get a better product. So I think that's probably the number one thing I'd like to see going into the next year for the run defense, is just kind of guys being in the gap they're supposed to be in, fitting the way they're supposed to fit, forcing guys to the force player, the correct force player. And so I think all that stuff is something that I'm looking forward to seeing and something that I'm hoping gets better, as you get more pieces consistently in the defense.
Can they be a really good team defending outside zone in the run, which they were so bad at last year, and have a Mike linebacker who's not fleet of foot? Because I'm super happy that he's back, but my point is there's strengths and weaknesses to it, right, when you have a 35-year-old guy whose lateral speed maybe is slowing down.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right. But I think it's something 100% you can do. And I think when you look at the edge play specifically, the edge defenders and their ability to set hard edges, like specifically in the outside zone game, I think Bobby did a great job fitting in those situations. Obviously, when you have soft edges to defenses, where guys are either letting that get strung out or they play inside and they lose contain on the defense. Like, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how fast you are. You're going to have a hard time fitting that run. So that's more what I'm referring to, is like getting edge play that's a little bit more consistent, a little bit more physical. And again, I'm not saying that was all the time with those guys, but I do think there were certain guys that played outside the system a little bit and it paid off for them at times, but also it hurt the defense. And I think like that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I think that helps the interior players too. I think that helps Johnny Newton. I think that helps Daron Payne. When you can set those hard edges to the defense and force the run back into the teeth of the defense, like that stuff's going to be huge moving forward. And, that's something that, again, that's more what I'm referring to, is making sure those hard edges are set, because then it allows Bobby to do what Bobby does well, play off blocks, fit runs, get underneath stuff, and make plays.
Our guy Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. Just one more sort of run defense adjacent to Bobby Wagner. What do you think they need personnel-wise to kind of change some things up here? I know we've been kind of dancing around and talking about a couple things. I mean, obviously everybody playing their responsibilities every time is essential, but is there an upgrade potentially, like a different kind of player that might fit what Witt and Quinn want to do?
Yeah, I think that's a question more for Adam Peters, honestly. And I think what I would say there, just looking at the type of guys they brought in, they bring in Johnny Newton, they bring in Jean-Baptiste, guys that are a little bit lighter, a little bit kind of more pass rush focused. I think Dante Fowler is another great example of that. Obviously, I don't think that was kind of the vision going in. Cleveland Farrell was supposed to be the guy kind of starting, but injuries and Dante Fowler's play kind of allowed Dante to play a little bit more. And again, setting edges in the run game isn't Dante's like forte. He gets sacks, and that's why he's here. But I think they want guys that can penetrate, get upfield, be aggressive. They want that defensive line to be as aggressive as they can possibly can be. And I do think that maybe informs the type of player that they're looking to bring in for sure. And also, I think it leads to some of these issues in the front. So, yeah, I think stylistically they've shown you the type of person they want, someone who's going to get off the ball quickly, shed blocks, penetrate, be disruptive. But when you do that, when that's your identity, it does leave you susceptible to some of these kind of gashes in the run game, because you're creating vertical space in the defense, or you can create vertical space in the defense, specifically on runs like traps and whams. So I think this is who they want to be. I think they can clean some of the stuff up, like you said. But I think what I would expect is them to bring in more guys like this, because this is kind of the formula that Dan was looking for in Dallas, and I think kind of a personnel type that they've already started looking for here in Washington.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. That's Logie with a G, not Loki, the character from Thor, based on the mythological deity of the same name. Logan, what about John Allen's release? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think we all kind of have been expecting, and I know it hurts. I know he's been around here for a long time. I know, he grew up right down the street from my house, went to Stonebridge High School, and it's great that he's been such a pillar of the community and such a stalwart member of the team kind of through thick and thin. And so it's always tough when a guy like that is asked to move on. But I think you said it beautifully when I got on, like at some point, time waits for no man. As good as you are, like it's always going to catch up to you. And when the number you're being paid doesn't correlate exactly to your production on the field, like, this is going to be the result. So I think ultimately that's the where I settle on it. Like, John's a great guy. He's a great commander. They should have him back here as much as possible. He's been a great member of the community. But, you know, football, again, doesn't wait for you. And I think the number he was being paid didn't necessarily match what he was doing on the field.
That's very well said. In terms of other guys that are kind of hanging out there, free agents, do you expect some others to be back, whether it's on either side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I definitely think guys like Zach Ertz are ones that come to mind. I think with his production last year, his role in kind of being such a pillar of that offense, I definitely expect him to be back. Or I expect him to try to get him back. We'll see, you know, if the dollars and cents line up, because again, I think people underestimate how well he played. The casual fan, they see the name, but to see the amount of touchdowns, to see the amount of the third down efficiency, the fourth down efficiency, the red zone efficiency, like, that would be a huge piece to get back. I would expect to see OZ back in some capacity again, maybe Brown to be back. Obviously, I think Diami's going to have a bigger market, but the other Brown, I'm forgetting his first name at the moment.
Noah,
I think, will be back. Again, I think he did a great job when he was healthy. I think Jeremy Chinn, again, if the dollars and cents line up on that, that feels like one that I would expect to be back here very soon. Again, because they played well, they fit the scheme. But I do think that people underestimate how well Jeremy played, how well Zach played, and I think their potential markets could be better and bigger long-term than I think the casual Commanders fan might be anticipating.
Logan Paulson with us, making some sense of some of the early decisions of the offseason here on Grant and Danny. What'd you make of the Deebo Samuel trade?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was a little bit surprised that they went through it. It felt like kind of a big swing. But then the more and more I thought about it, the more excited I got. And what I mean by that is I just thought, like, here's a guy that, you know, isn't necessarily the most refined route runner. He doesn't catch the football at a super high level. He's kind of like a souped up running back. And I thought, like, you know, how does that fit here with Cliff? And when you look at this offense last year, they were 30th in explosive plays. And I will say, Deebo in 2023 had 29 explosive plays kind of on his own. And they're not like he's catching the ball deep down the field. He's like catching a 5-yard out, breaking a tackle and running for 15, or he's catching a bubble screen and running for 50. He's catching a slammer screen versus Philadelphia and running for 45 for a touchdown. And so all of those plays I just described are plays that Washington runs in their kind of base offense. And when you look at how efficient they were last year, you know, those 15 play drives, you say, how do we get more explosive in the context of that? And I think you bring in a skill set, you bring in a player that can do that and just immediately raise the floor of stuff you're really good at already. And so the more I thought about it, the more excited I got. Obviously, you have to manage him and his injuries. I think this staff showed last year that they can do a great job of that. Zach Ertz stayed healthy for the entire season. Bobby, who's an older player, same thing. I think they did a great job of managing people's kind of chronic pain and injury stuff, and I think Deebo is going to fall into that bucket. And again, I think you're going to get a motivated player. So the more I thought about it, the more excited I became. And now it just comes up, it falls on Cliff of finding out the best use for him in this offense with Jaden Daniels leading the charge.
So speaking of best use, so Deebo, like, and I want you to correct me if you think I'm just speaking out of school here, Logan, but to me, he's more weapon than he is. This is my number two receiver now. I want to line him up everywhere and kind of keep defenses guessing and make them accountable for every blade of grass to open up not only him, but everybody else. What's the next type of receiver that should go with that to complement them? Is it, you know, is it Donnie deep threat? Is it Possession Peter? Is it somewhere in between? Like, what would be the perfect third guy to fit now with McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, my Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you want a guy that kind of falls in that traditional, like, Z type role. You know, Diami Brown would be great in that role. Noah Brown would be great in that role. Obviously, you can get somebody maybe in that draft, like Thornton from Tennessee, that 6'4 kid who ran the 4.3. Again, a guy that can kind of create some vertical space in the defense, a guy that's going to block for you on screens and stuff. I think, you know, OZ did a great job of that last year. It's a role that is very complementary, but one that you need to kind of, when your number's called, you need to hit on. So, again, I don't think you need to go, you know, obviously T. Higgins is under the franchise tag now, but I think there were a lot of fans who were saying we need to get that type of guy here, or DK Metcalf, for example. I don't think so. I think you're looking for more of a supplemental piece, a guy that just does the fundamental receiver stuff at a really high level, and a guy that, again, can take some of the – just create space in the offense just through his vertical speed, through his physical presence. And again, like, look at Noah Brown, look at OZ, look at Jamison Crowder. They all kind of filled in that role this year. I think it shows you that you don't need someone crazy dynamic. You just need someone who's going to get you on base. And I think because of what Jaden Daniels can do at the quarterback spot. So I think that's more what I'm looking for. And again, if you have some physical horsepower upside to the player, I'm all for that. But I think you just need to get a guy who's really good at football and can play that number two spot at a high level.
Logan, I got a tweet here from somebody who said, you guys should ask about Dan Quinn and his defense is not being able to stop the run. Playing the run on the way to the quarterback is great if the players actually stop the run. And so then while you were talking, I looked it up. And just going back to Atlanta, you know, through Dallas, run rankings of 23, 17, 15, 16, 28 in his last, like, 5 years, kind of, if you give him credit for Washington last year, even though he wasn't the DC. But is there something to that? I mean, I'd have to do more research to see if it's always been the case. But it makes sense to me in that, like you said, they kind of like the lighter rushers like a Dante Fowler. Is that a thing that comes with the good of Quinn, is that maybe you're not going to be a formidable team against the run, or you disagree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's something that they've chosen to be. And what I mean by that is I think that they obviously kind of from a personnel standpoint have selected these guys that can be disruptive in terms of kind of creating tackles for loss, creating sacks. And I think when you look at defensive production and when you look at what they did this last year, they were very comfortable playing kind of these lighter boxes, you know, six-man, seven-man boxes versus seven- and eight-man rushing surfaces. And so what that tells me is that they're kind of trying to mitigate the explosive play. That's smart. That's kind of the way the modern NFL is going. And with those kind of undersized, dynamic athletes in the front, you really are kind of hunting for those explosive defensive plays. So the tackle for loss, the sack, the batted pass on first down. And then when they are in these second and long, third and long situations, you maximize that situation, you get off the field. And I think, you know, for as difficult as this defense, maybe kind of from a 1,000-foot view, kind of it seemed to the fan, I think they did a really good job of, again, being opportunistic. And like, you know, I chart every play after every game. And one of the things that comes up to me is there's a lot of red in the ledger with this defense. There's times you're like, oh man, that could have been a PBU or that's an explosive play. But when it comes time to like really batten down the hatches, they do a really nice job of that. Red zone, third and long situations, they usually get off the field. And that's something we haven't seen here for a couple of years. So do I think it doesn't always feel good? Yeah, but when I look at the results, they're able to win football games. You're able to get the ball back to the offense. And when you're an offensive kind of base football team, it's okay for the defense to kind of fall into this bucket of being slightly more opportunistic as opposed to dominant. Now, obviously, I think that's something you're pushing for and looking for. And he's coached dominant defense. He's been a part of dominant defense. I think you look at those Seattle teams that he coached with. He understands what that looks like. But I think these are conscious choices that him and Joe Witt Jr. are making, kind of given the personnel that they have available at the moment to maximize their defensive philosophy.
All right, I'm going to finish things up here by asking you to pick one or the other. If they were to address one of the two things I'm giving you, which would you prefer? Are you ready?
Yes.
An elite standout corner or a stellar top-of-the-line edge?
Oh, I'd probably go stellar top-of-the-line edge, man. I think just watching this group last year and what they were able to do from a generating pass rush standpoint, using Frankie Louvre, losing Dorrance Armstrong, using Dante Fowler in these multiple looks, multiple situations, and creating consistent pressure, I think adding an elite piece to that is going to be really fantastic. So something that I can't wait to see from
that
group.
I like that. All right, we're going to go rapid fire. Home run hitting running back or a weapon at wide receiver? Two.
Weapon at wide receiver, two.
Okay. Really good right tackle or really good guard?
I would prefer a good tackle.
Okay. And then kale or romaine lettuce?
I'm going to go kale.
Yeah, I thought so. More nutrient value, right? Denser nutrient-wise, right, Logie?
Yeah, a little more dense, a little more fiber. You know, it seems like the right move.
Roughage.
Thank you for joining us, buddy. Always good to catch up.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
See all right, you got it. Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny, getting us up to speed on all the moves the Commanders have been making. What John Allen moment stands out when you think back on his 8 years here as one of the more popular players in town? Plus, just how much might Jaden Daniels help Washington as they hit free agency as a commodity? And people wanting to come here to play with him. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, in lieu of a double play, because it's Friday, we'll be winning off the field. So you guys will have to call in and tell us what little thing went well in your day that nobody else would care about. And then at 4 o'clock, ahead of the Blitz, we are giving away those tickets to the Summer of Loud Tour on Grant and Danny. What's your John Allen moment? What are you going to remember most about his 8 years as a fan favorite here in D.C.? This feels like recency effect. And so somebody could blow me out of the water on this. But I think as I look back at his career, because there's no like seminal player moment that comes to mind, a scoop and score, a touchdown in a huge game, made a lot of huge plays over the years. I think coming back when no one thought he was going to, from the injury that he did, be available in the playoffs just this past winter. We were told he tore his pec and his season was over. That was the report. That's what everybody in the building thought initially. And then lo and behold, you fast forward several weeks and he's going, "Are you guys sure? I think I might be able to get back." And then they're looking back into it, and I guess internally found out there was a small chance he could return. And we all said, "We'll believe it when we see it." And not only did he get back for the playoffs after years and years of wanting to play in the postseason, he actually played at the highest level he'd played at this year. Because before that injury, when he was healthy to start the year, remember, he was off to a really slow start and had kind of struggled on a defense that was trying to find its way and wasn't playing well. So I think 5 years from now, when I talk about Allen, I will start with, in his final year with the team, after years of wanting to be a playoff participant, he came back from an injury almost nobody does against the odds and played at the end of the year and played well in the playoffs.
That's a good one. I hadn't even thought of it that way. Just thinking of a couple of different moments. But that you're 100% right, because it's not one individual second. It's the months of behind-the-scenes, grueling, painstaking work that's not fun for anybody to rush back and get himself ready for the postseason. That's a good one. I have two. First is the quote that he's known for. There were T-shirts made of it. I think about him. I mean, he's the dude who went through all of the crap. Him and Terry McLaurin, all
what
they did.
What was the quote?
I'm tired of this bleep. I'm bleeping tired of this bleep. I can't say it, but it's that quote. I believe it was after a 14-7 loss to the Giants, one of the grossest games you can possibly remember. And he said what we all felt. Because he's sitting there doing everything he possibly can to try to change this, to fix it, multiple regimes, multiple, it's going to be different now. And it's not different now. It's the same 7 years of it. And he was just so fed up. He said the same thing that every one of us has said at some point at home, yelling at a spouse, a kid, a friend, the television, your own phone, whatever. We've all said that exact same turn of phrase.
Well, I also think that's why he's so popular with the fan base. In that moment, he certainly did, but throughout his career, he often said the thing that everyone was saying about how bad they played or how annoying the loss was or how tiring it was getting to lose or whatever. I mean, he was aware of his emotions on his sleeve guy.
So my second one, I don't know why this play stands out to me, but again, another terrible game, kind of a theme of most of his career. These games are terrible. A 12-7 Ron Rivera special win against Chicago. Chicago's actually driving down the field, has a chance to score. A pass is batted in the air, a thing that I'm always begging. Why aren't there more of these? If you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up. Where are my batted passes? But a pass is batted. Several players are looking up. He's already rushed forward to try to get to the quarterback, finds the ball, spins around in traffic. Three people collide right at the same time, and he hauls it in for an interception, his only career interception. To A, stop a score, B, an underrated how challenging play it was, and C, really athletic. This is a defensive lineman doing that. Again, you're getting upfield. You're being blocked. You're tracking the football. You spin around. You catch it. You hold it in. You take a shot from a couple different people at different angles. It was a hell of a play.
Other tracks on his Best Of album? Maybe he wouldn't be thrilled that this is synonymous with him, but getting into it with Daron Payne on the sideline?
Yeah.
I will always remember that. I don't know that that was the worst thing that ever happened. I mean, it wasn't like they were swinging on each other, but I think, was it Daron that put his finger, I think, in John Allen's face, and they kind of went at each other a little bit?
I think that's what it was.
Those are two brothers who came from Alabama who have been together for years, and I remember it was on national TV in the middle of a brutal game. But that's something I'll always remember. And then the other one is, I mentioned this a couple segments ago, but when they were coming back to play Dallas on a winning streak, and he was tired of all the Cowboys fans being there, so he bought up a bunch of tickets and had us give them away on the show. That's something, when I think of John Allen, I will always think about as well. And he was just that kind of guy. This is the famous John Allen quote that Danny was referencing. There will be beeps.
And creating holes that are too big for us to overcome in the second half.
Does it get frustrating when that...
Yes, it does. I'm tired of this. Tired of this bull. Been 7 years of the same... Tired of this.
That's better than I remember. So the Oscars have an Academy Award. Let's see. Movies have the Oscars. TV has the Emmys. Music has the Grammys. Locker room performances don't have anything.
Yeah, we need the bleepies. That's
but
ours.
He would win a bleepy for this one.
I mean, JP
can't. Tired of this. Tired of this bull. Been 7 years of the same. Tired of this.
I mean, JP can't even get the question out because he's so tired of it.
So good.
Yes, I'm tired of it. Yes.
I remembered a couple bleeps. That's like eight. Let me count the bleeps. Let me play the whole thing again.
Frustrating when that...
Yes, it does. I'm tired of this. Tired of this bull. Been 7 years of the same... Tired of this.
What can you... That's an eight bleeps. Bleep quote. That's eight.
It's hard to have an eight bleep quote, man.
And it wasn't like it was 10 minutes either.
No. He got his money's worth.
Yeah.
It was a quick shift.
That bleep per second right there is high.
He got out on the ice. He was only out there for like 9 seconds on the power play. They won the draw. He scored right away. Daron Payne would be furious.
And go sat back down.
And then he just went right back to the
bench.
He's
not a one bleep pony right there.
No, he is not. John Allen, some of the best stuff. How much might Jaden Daniels help the Commanders in free agency? I got to thinking about this. because Tet McMillan, one of the top rookies in the NFL draft, the wide receiver from Arizona, a lot of people think he'll be the top rookie to go in this class to come off the board in round one. He did an interview with your girl, as a matter of fact, Aditi Kinkwambala.
Oh, wow.
Who yes. you once got into it with on these airwaves with Holden Kushner
yeah.
before the Grant and Danny radio program some 15 years ago.
I had no issue with her. I wouldn't think she said the same thing about me. She does not care. She did not, now I don't remember who I am, but she did not care for me.
I thought you were rude to her.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're doing a bit to turn, to wind me up, and now I'm going to get defensive, but I really don't think I did. I felt terrible about it. I didn't mean for it to go that way.
I don't remember even what happened.
Oh, I remember vividly, and now I'm going to think about it.
Every
Thanks,
time
Grant.
Her name comes up, you talk about how she was on the show and you guys got into it. But Danny was a big jerk to her. I think you said, and I quote, "I don't like you," right? Mm. Something like that?
I think it was along the lines of, how could anyone take you seriously?
Right. No, she Not was actually, all. I mean, all she is a good reporter.
She's great.
I've met her before. She's very talented. But she was at the Combine interviewing Tet McMillan, and she was playing this game with him for whatever reason about, like, which quarterback would you rather play with? And it turns out he'd rather play with Jaden Daniels than anyone who's ever lived in the history of the world.
I'm going to name two quarterbacks at a time.
Okay.
You tell me which you'd be more excited to catch a pass from.
Okay.
Caleb Williams or Drake May?
Ooh, Drake May.
Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels or Aaron Rodgers?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels or Josh Allen?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels or Joe Burrow?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson?
Oh. Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels or Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, man. Jaden Daniels.
All right. What is it about Jaden?
He a young quarterback, man. He from Cali, so, you know, shout out to Jaden Daniels. And he be showing love, so that's my dog.
He does show love.
He often does that, yeah.
He's always been one of them ones. So that's ridiculous by all accounts, that right? But it doesn't matter. The fact that he'd rather play with Daniels is amazing, and it's a win for all of us. He'd rather play with Daniels than Allen, who just won the MVP, than Lamar, who could have two MVPs, than Patrick Mahomes. All right, Lamar does have two MVPs.
He has two, yeah.
He could have three MVPs. Mm-hmm. Then Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback on the planet.
He's got some, too.
And like, oh, those guys are all fine, but the rookie who's had a season, that guy is definitely who I want to play for. But my point is, this is how it works.
Yeah.
When you get to put on the cool kids jacket where everyone just decides you're awesome and everybody's favorite now, you just benefit from that, and so does your team. And we've never had the guy that gets to put on that jacket.
We have not been the cool kid.
But now we do. And I hear that clip and I go, one, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. But two, oh my God, this is awesome, because that's my quarterback that he's talking about and rating ahead of all those guys that he shouldn't. But if that's how people think, and maybe he's just one California kid who's not drafted yet, and that's not how every veteran views it, but this could be a massive development for free agency that we have alluded to but really haven't taken out a shovel on. It might be a gigantic game changer. Not just that they have a likable coach that players like to play for in DQ. Not just that they're coming off an NFC title berth. That helps. But that they have a quarterback that, what if there's some other guy out there that would rather play with him than Patrick Mahomes? I mean, that's crazy, but that's a thing.
You get enough tiebreakers, you start breaking ties, right? Enough people love Dan Quinn. Or on this coaching staff, you got Ken Norton Jr. Well, Bobby Wagner, you're number two. You've got Joe Witt, who people like. You've got Kingsbury, who people like. You got Jaden Daniels, who people are enamored with. You do enough of those things, then sometimes you win. Other times, you can't compete. And what I mean is, if somebody's going, I want the most amount of money possible, and Washington's not willing to offer that, you're not just going to get the guy because they have some likable players in the locker room. But there are enough in this pool, depending on position, where you're going to find some desirable pieces that go, you know what? That's my tiebreaker. I like fill in the blank on this staff. I like fill in the blank general manager or assistant general manager. I came across Lance Newmark in Detroit and loved him. Or Adam Peters is my dude because he treated me great 5 years ago when we didn't have to, when I was a rookie fifth rounder in San Francisco. Whatever it is.
That's going to become a reality too.
You stack up enough of those and you start breaking some ties.
And the way that Adam Peters treats players, as the word gets out and players start to leave here and go to other locker rooms around the league, that's only going to benefit them, too. Did you hear when he was asked the first question?
This is what I wanted to get back to.
A really wacky sound that he made?
Yeah. Now, let's play police siren or pondering.
Right. I mean, I love it because he's so engaged and he's into it. But she's like, Drake May or Caleb Williams? And he makes a noise that I've never heard anyone make.
Caleb Williams or Drake May?
Ooh, Drake May.
How does he pivot starring Ryan Clark that quickly? How does he go from that weird noise and that high pitch to that deep voice? I mean, there wasn't even a breath. There's no time there. That was an unbelievable transition.
Ooh, Drake May.
Is that edited in any way? Like, there's no time between the two of those.
I think I might have cut it down a little bit, but it wasn't that much time. I didn't shave that much off of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, I got tickets to the opera tonight. Do you want to go? That's the kind of answer.
But it's not like a pondering, like.
Yeah, it's like the high scratch. Like, it's,
I think it's like an excited, oh, this one's crazy. Like, ooh, you got me. Like one of those.
I think it is too. But what it sounds like is I'm trying to come up with something nice to say when I don't want to.
So
like,
he
that's
did
the
not
sound.
Take Caleb right. Williams?
No,
he did not. And I just listened to the original version. That wasn't edited. That it was. He literally made that transition.
That is a
that
pivot starring Ryan Clark, if I've ever heard one.
Williams or Drake May?
Ooh, Drake May.
Wow. Also, Jaden Daniels gets all the credit for being the Cali kid when Caleb Williams was playing out in Cali and just gets worked in the first round of the competition by
tough.
Drake May. Tet McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona, going to be one of the first receivers off the board. All right, next, let's win off the field. You want to tell us how you are in the win column today. Very small moral victory that you smiled about that nobody else would care about. 800-636-1067. We've got those tickets for you to go to the Summer of Loud Tour at 4 o'clock. Ben Standing on the Commanders at 5. John Walton on the Caps at the trade deadline at 6 right here on The Fan.
Ooh!
So we already told you that we will have John Walton on ahead of the Caps game tonight at 6 to discuss their move to go get Anthony Bevilier at the trade deadline, a bottom six player for them probably moving forward from the Pittsburgh Penguins. At 6:10, when we're done talking to John, we will have a G&D's Tony's mailbag. So if you want to ask
us
a question, sports or otherwise, our little Ask Us Anything, you can tweet us questions at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. You can call us at that time at about 6:10, and we will line them up and answer them as honestly as we can for you live on the radio. It's a popular, fun little segment we're bringing back with the NFL season in the rearview mirror. I will tell you that at 4:30, ahead of our daily position breakdown, which is the secondary today, we're going to look at the DBs on the roster and the pending free agents for Washington. I caught one of the members of this show doing one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen anyone do. And it was so embarrassing.
Wow. And we don't know what this is, by the way. So, Darius, me, I don't think Toby knows.
But Toby does
know. Oh, he does know, okay.
Because moments after it happened, I bumped into Toby, and I was so kind of embarrassed for the person that I told Toby what had happened, and I was like, I don't know what to do. But I will explain at 4:30. I will just tell you, it's one of the most awkward moments in show history.
So, I don't know what this is, and Darius doesn't either. So, we're going to find out at the same time you guys do.
That's coming up at 4:30 today. But it is time to win off the field. What little teeny tiny moral victory has made your day better that nobody else would care about in lieu of our double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. We do this to honor Bruce Allen.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
I got one. You've heard me talk about it before. I wasn't sure what day it was. They all sort of come out in the wash. I'm not really sure what the date is, blah, 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 blah. Go to work out today, pop on my little Netflix. Wouldn't you know it? A brand new season, number 7, the best show that there is, Formula One, Drive to Survive. A brand new season is out right now. With all due respect to you, Point of Grant, Darius, Tobes, Corporate Ryan Clary, and all the overlords that are listening to us, and everybody out there in Radioland. I love doing this show. I cannot wait to be done to fire up all of the episodes. I want it directly to me, and I get to watch brand new Formula One Drive to Survive. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
I'll give you one.
Please.
I bought a big basically a carton of packs of gum. I never have them, but I put them in our pantry just so that I can have some to chew, you know, as I'm trying to eat a little less and just to kind of keep myself preoccupied or whatever. And today I forgot to grab a pack going out of the house, and I thought, ah, I'm not going to have any gum. And then I had one stick left right there in the cup holder that had worked its way out of the little pack that I had yesterday. So I still had the gum that I wanted and enjoyed that on the way to work today. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Brian in Tacoma Park on Grant and Danny. Hey, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen. I feel like this is in your wheelhouse, Grant. Are you too familiar with Primanti Brothers?
Of course.
Yes,
Pittsburgh establishment. Fries right there on the sandwich. Let's do it.
Went to Primanti Brothers a few days ago, ordered the turkey and cheese. You know how big their sandwiches are, so I order the large one. They bring my sandwich out. I'm halfway through this sandwich, and I don't think there's a problem. The manager comes out with a brand new sandwich and says, I apologize. It's my fault. That's not a large. This is the large. But continue. I just have this sandwich for you. So I said, you know what? If you could just bring me a box. Now, you're not going to get this, but my guys will get this because since you're bringing me a box, I got a fresh new sandwich. I am there for.
Winning off the field.
So he pummeled the sandwich that he already thought was the large.
Yeah.
Then he got the extra good news that there's actually a bigger sandwich if you ever come again. And he got to take it home with him.
That's perfect. Literally best case scenario.
Dave in Stafford.
Hey, guys. This happened to me last night, and this is unbelievable. But you know what those shaker bottles are that you shake up protein drink in?
I got one right here. If you're looking at the YouTube page, I'm shaking it right next to the microphone right now. Yeah.
All right, well, so anyway, I got home last night, and I put it in the sink. I was going to wash it out. I just set it down in the sink, and I turned on the water faucet, and the faucet went directly into the hole of the shaker bottle. I didn't have to move it at all. It was unbelievable.
Winning off the field.
Slide it over
now, did you know that you would try to do that, or it just happened?
No, I didn't try. I just kind of hoped that it happened.
You kind of eyeballed it from afar.
But it never does. It never happens.
No, you always have to slide it like an inch or two in some direction.
Everybody has to slide. Amazing.
Yeah, no. And it was a swish, man. No, it was all net.
Yep, no rim.
I didn't touch the rim. Dave gets the winning off the field, you see. That's one of those where you go, everything's coming up me. I don't even have to lift up my arm to move my cup over.
And the reason we do this is because no one in his home would have cared.
Nope.
You tell your wife that, she's like, can you not bother me?
Go away from
anymore?
Me.
Like, stop that.
But how psyched was he?
Perfect.
That's a stop in your tracks moment where you go, isn't it great to be alive right here and right now? This is the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Rich and Only, how are you?
Richard?
Doing good, boys. How you feeling today?
Buddy.
Doing well.
Well, the weather's getting a little bit warmer. So, boys, what season is coming up?
Spring. Spring. Or should I say, Rich will never see his wife on the weekend season.
And Grant is the winner. It is marathon season. Next week, my wife will be down in Richmond, Virginia. House to myself, weather warming up. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
So we're going to get calls from Rich like 7 of the next 9 weeks that he's just grilling meats with dudes and his wife is
27 guys over with cigars and meat. Therefore, I am.
His wife's just running 26 miles at a time in random cities.
Amazing.
Keon in Columbia, you're on the fan.
What's up, guys? First time caller.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Welcome. Hit it!
My wife is off on Fridays. I typically work on Fridays. She had a doctor's appointment today in the afternoon. So she came with me to work today. And in doing so, she bought me breakfast and lunch. And I think I won today.
The winning off the field?
Yep, where she paid for both. What did you have for lunch?
Tropical smoothie.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So
what'd you have for breakfast?
There's a really cool bagel spot near us. It's called TBH Bagels. I had a everything bagel, scrambled egg, bacon, avocado spread, scooped and toasted.
My guy's having a day.
Have a day. THB Bagelry.
Now, if she buys him dinner, I believe that's the Gordie Howe hat trick of wife meal, right?
That's all. How many other meals are there?
Yeah,
there's a snack in there too somewhere, but that's it.
Some type of celebratory endeavor. Lou, Severna Park, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I work in D.C. I'm coming home, and the weather's nice. So my man Jason is out there with his pit at Sammy's Liquor at Rhode Island in South Dakota. And since I didn't have any lunch and the weather's nice and he's out there, I got some amazing jerk chicken. So therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Smelling it in the car driving home.
Oh, that's enjoyable.
It feels very D.C.
Isn't that nice?
There's a guy with some meat that he's going to just stop by and the guy's going to put it in probably a styrofoam container. He's going to keep it moving.
Yeah, and if you go over a speed bump or a pothole, you're at risk of some of the juice coming out of the side. But that's part of it, dude.
That's fine,
part of the experience.
The Beltway Blitz is next. We'll cover the teams in town you care the most about. The Commanders say goodbye to John Allen today, re-sign Bobby Wagner officially, and the Caps have made a trade, so we'll cover all of that. Plus, we got tickets to give away as soon as we return to the Summer of Loud Tour at Jiffy Lube Live. This is Grant and Danny.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.